Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Well, we've just spent a half an hour trying to order lunch, and we're ready to start the show.
It's always when you think something's going to be easy that it takes 2 hours.
And I was ripping Jeremy a new one, and then I tried to order lunch. And they wouldn't let me order lunch. No. This is the racist restaurant. Maybe they're, in fact, we got to stop eating there.
They're not racist. We go there
we
all the
stop
time.
Stop calling them racist.
Well, that's what we have to do. They gave us delicious donuts.
Well, you know, I'm half Arab, so they very well may be, because when I called them, we don't do orders over the phone. Why?
Well, I'll call. I'm sure it'll be different.
It will, whitey. Aren't you 98% white?
I am.
98% white. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed
Eastern
of.
Eastern European, I think, or Western, one of the two.
No, you're like as
Eastern
white.
Eastern European, something
yeah, you
like
ain't
that.
Eastern European.
So. Western.
You're Western
remember.
European. You're Whitey Magoo. White. Whitey 98%.
Whitey McHidey.
Whitey McHidey.
That's not my, that's not my new nickname, please.
Oh, my God. We saw Black Panther. And Lou now feels so bad for Heidi because she would never get into Wakanda.
Aww. She does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wakanda forever.
Does she feel bad for you? Or
no, Lou thinks I'm black.
Oh. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. I've told her 1,000 times.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I'm sad. I am. Hey, the Middle East is very close to Northern Africa.
I know someone who couldn't be.
Italy, also very close to Northern Africa. So I'm almost Northern African, which makes me almost African. See? And I have
to a 7-year-old. That's it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm full of soul.
But that's very sweet.
We can't get into Wakanda. Mm. Wakanda forever. Oh, they did let that white guy actually into Wakanda. I guess you have a chance. I'll let her know.
The nerdy guy.
Yeah, the little white nerdy guy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I love that movie so much. I thought it was so fun. And I loved that they totally flipped the script and there was a token white guy.
That was awesome. So awesome.
Did you see it?
No. Not yet. We haven't been able to see it. We're seeing it this weekend for sure.
Wakanda forever.
I thought I was going to be the first person to see it, and then it's been weeks.
You're the last.
I'm the last.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to do this segment forever.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pain in the moment. Mm-hmm. Would you take massive, overwhelming pain in the moment? Oh, wait, hold on. I forgot. I was going to turn this into a would you rather, but I only have one question. Would you rather have massive, overwhelming pain in the moment or regret that lasts forever?
Physical pain?
No, I think it's more.
How long is the moment?
That could be a minute. It could be, you know,
I'll take the moment.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
it could be, you know, a couple months.
A couple months?
Wait a minute now. That moment just got much longer.
No.
Like childbirth long? Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Longer?
No, a couple months.
That's like a couple days.
So that...
Like a really
moment.
Crappy year. I've now gone to a year.
Oh my God. Yeah, really?
Or like a devastating year or...
Well, we've had those, so...
Or, yeah, right. That's my point. Or regret that lasts a lifetime.
I think it depends what it is.
It's interesting.
I don't.
Regret for me is an interesting concept because what would you regret that you couldn't go and change?
Oh my God, so much. Really? I mean, like we're dealing with somebody that we know that shall remain nameless, who we believe pretty strongly is in an abusive relationship.
That kind of regret, yeah.
Physically abusive relationship. And, you know, I'm like, girl, you know, she denies it. It's like, oh, this happened, that. We've gotten like three separate stories. And I'm like, girl, you know, you got to get out of this. Like, I can't tell this person what to do. Neither can Heidi. But, you know, there's kids involved and what have you. And I'm sure it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. How am I going to deal with this? I got to figure that. But, or the pain of breaking off whatever this, you know, very dysfunctional relationship provides. Because who knows, right? She might be trying to save her father through this guy and God knows, right? And
right.
By breaking up or ending it, she acknowledges the failure and then has to take on the loss. I don't know, but the point is like, are you going to get to the end of your life and know you wasted it?
Oh, then you definitely take the pain because the pain you're going to grow from and the regret
right.
could kill you.
But most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people don't.
That's true.
They really don't.
They just avoid it and avoid it.
Right. But then you'll get to the end and you'll have wasted all these years. And literally it's like, oh my God, I didn't take that chance. It's like, take the chance while you have it.
Yeah.
Ask the person out while they're there or regret it forever. Right. They reject you. Okay.
Yep.
It sucks. Oops. Ouch. Oh no. I got rejected. Like, you're not going to die from it. Are you staying in an abusive relationship? Yeah. It's going to be really hard to get out of. Yes. It's going to be awful. But, you know, there are calculated risks for sure. But I've seen so many people waste so much of their lives in not taking opportunities at work, not taking opportunities in relationships. And, it just, oh my God, like take the chance while you have the chance.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you say I love you and somebody doesn't feel the same way back, you can move on. But if you didn't ever say it, you're going to always wonder, what if I had said it?
Yeah.
What?
Or what if what if I had left? Oh my God, I was talking to someone else, another friend of mine. Heidi, you don't actually know this. Somebody who Heidi and I both know. And she's been married for... Oh my God. I want to say 19 years, something like that. Mm. And I found out she's been miserable for 12 of them.
What?
Wow.
And, you know, kids and the kids and the this and the that. And I was like, well, the kids are teenagers now.
Yeah, one's in college.
And I was like, dude, it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's complicated. And... Well, so is getting to the, you know, she's young. She's had kids very young.
Yeah.
She's young. She's 36.
She's like 33. She's young. Yeah.
Wow.
She's that young?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And, I mean, she had kids very young, right? And I'm like, you have your whole life ahead of you. Like, I didn't even start having kids until I was older than you are now. Like, you could have a whole new life.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
she could have kids again if she wanted more kids.
I don't think she probably does, but I mean, she could. But nevertheless, it's like, well, and I thought, oh my God, like you've wasted 12 years, but you still have so much time.
People get comfortable in
being
uncomfortable. I actually had a friend. Also, I had a friend who had told me that she was molested as a child repeatedly by a neighbor and all this stuff. And I said, well, do you think maybe part of the reason you're a little closed off now and you're this and you're that and you're having these issues and maybe therapy. And she said, nah, if I go to therapy, it's going to open it all up. And her feeling was, I'm okay now. And she's not. And yeah. that's the thing. We think we build up this whole armor that, okay, we're okay. Now, if I go and I really examine this, the yeah. pain
yeah.
will be too much. And I'm okay. I won't be okay then.
But it compromises the quality yeah. of her life. Right. It probably keeps her from falling in love. Yeah. It keeps her from... That's the thing.
They don't realize that momentary pain will take you to a better place. It's
right.
worth it.
Exactly.
It's completely worth it.
I mean, and that's where I was just like, I've talked to so many people who were living like that. Like, oh, I always wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be in photography. But. And it's like, what do you mean? But.
Yeah.
Oh, but kids. Oh, but this. I'm like, well. Start it on the side. I'm not asking you to quit your job tomorrow, right. but like take evening classes in photography. Yeah. Like start it as a hobby. Work your way into it.
Yeah.
And it just, man, as far as we know, you get one life. Right. So, and you're right, Cindy, you can grow from the pain.
Yeah.
If you bring that meaning to it, you can become wiser and, you know, have more depth and more empathy and ultimately build more strength through, you know, surviving that hardship, but and get to a deeper level professionally, personally, what have you. But if you don't, I just can't imagine getting to the end of my life and then being like, ah, shit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I guess that's my sort of question to everybody listening is like, what are you not doing? You know, what are yeah. you not pursuing? Who? What? Or what are you not leaving? And I just, you know, life is short. You can overcome fear. Fear is temporary. Pain is temporary. But regret, that's yeah. permanent. You
yeah.
can't undo that.
Yeah.
You can't. And you can never be without fear. And, you know, you'll never be able to avoid pain. But you can be without regret.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between the regret of what you didn't do and the regret of a bad decision. That's not the same thing.
Right. No,
one's a learning experience
yeah.
and one is flat out like, I regret not doing this. I regret not saying this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know. Mass?
No, I see what you're saying. I mean, I think in the end, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard for people to make decisions, I think.
I get it. But I know you know people who
do
this.
No, I totally do.
We've talked about them many times. A lot of different individuals who do this.
Everyone. I feel like everybody does it. Almost everyone.
I mean, that kind of regret.
Because you get used to like a certain way and then you're like, well, it's fine. I'm fine.
Right.
You're not happy, but you're fine. You know?
Right.
And so people are like okay with being fine.
I think they get into the
as a comfortable
numb.
Yeah, as a defense mechanism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine as a defense mechanism. At
yeah,
that
that's
point.
Right.
Yeah.
That and I don't know. What do you think? How do you feel about that? I don't know. Yeah, it's like I can't look at it and fine. I don't know. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fine. Yeah. And I mean, oh man. Just anyway, that's all. That's my opener.
Well, I think that's a good one. I think it's something
heavy.
For everybody to just think about what is it you're stopping yourself from doing.
Yeah.
And
how is it compromising the quality of your life in the long term?
Just do it.
Perspective, people.
Yeah. I've definitely overstayed in relationships for sure.
It might be, you know, it might be hard, but it'd be worth it, I think.
I agree.
All right. Well, that's it. All right, ladies, we've all shopped for bras, in some cases for quite a long time now, and I've had problems like spillage, gaping, you know, when you flow over the cup, or you've got like this gap between your shirt and the cup, or like how about when the bra gets all screwed up because it's not made well, and then you've got like these lumps and bumps in the bra. It drives me insane, but I am digressing here because here's the bottom line. Third Love has 60 different sizes of bras. They even have half cups so that you can find the perfect size. Most brands only have 15. And they've got a little fit finder quiz that guarantees you're going to find the right size for you. And they're so confident that there's a perfect bra for everybody, they're offering my listeners 15% off their first order. Pretty cool, right? So check this out. If you don't think that the bra is super comfy or that it fits fantastic, they will give you returns and exchanges, easy and free. No problem. So check it out. You've got nothing to lose. This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian, thirdlove.com/Jillian. All right, guys, it's time to talk about RX Bar, a whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients. You guys are always asking me what's a good bar. This bar I love, the chocolate sea salt, delicious. There's no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservative, no fillers, no added sugar, no garbage, pretty much. And every ingredient in the bar serves a purpose. You've got egg whites for protein, dates to bind everything together, nuts to give it a nice crunch and texture. I mean, it's beyond being a go-to snack. You can travel with it, put it in your backpack. I keep some in the glove compartment of my car. It's delicious. Sometimes I even have it as a little dessert. But whether or not you like sweet or you like savory, they've got all different kinds of flavors. They have 11 different flavors. They're also gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free. So check this out. You can get 25% off your first order by visiting rxbar.com/Jillian and entering the promo code Jillian at checkout. That's rxbar.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian at checkout.
Okay. It's just me and you, Cindy.
So quiet in here.
Jeremy's making phone calls. Heidi actually left.
She had to get the
kids
hip-hop class.
Yeah. You may hear her in three, though, because we may have already recorded
this is
three.
True.
So that would be weird. But she's not here right now.
No.
So.
Not in reality.
Sin, I posted a meme, which I thought was funny. And.
Uh-oh.
All it said. Tell me if you get this. It said, maybe serial killers are just normal people on the keto diet.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, that's funny.
I thought it was funny, and then I started reading the comments.
Oh, my God. Which, by the way, proved my point, because it started out like my typical followers, right? Being like, ha-ha, funny, sharing it. And then somebody who does keto, like, sent out this, like, bizarre, like... like, you know, cavalry call and like, oh, my God, like engaged the like 100 people, like obsessive people in the keto community that just started like spamming the shit out of my page with like the most psychotic, which I was like, this was a joke, but now I'm starting to think.
Now I'm starting to believe
it. I mean, it was stuff like, oh, yeah, show me a study. And I was like, you want to study for a meme? It's a meme about missing carbs. Like it was the most psychotic thing. I've never seen anything like it. You'd think I had said to a born again Christian, there was no God. Like it crazy. And in truth, the whole thing was actually not about keto at all. It was about.
It was about the podcast.
Missing
like
it was a well, the meme was a joke about missing carbs.
Right.
And then we didn't even talk about keto on that. And then I was like, hey, you know, we talk about this, we talk about this, we talk about manscaping, you talk about the whole 30. But the thing is, like, I was like, all right, obviously this is a hot topic. And we have covered it. We've covered it with Dr. Axe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought we should kind of cover this again. Because there were a lot of people on there that basically were like, I've cured cancer. I got rid of this. I got rid of that. I got rid of this. And the thing is, I could also point to vegans who've done that with a healthy diet and omnivores who've done that with a healthy diet. Like, it's not just keto. It's a healthy diet, period. Yeah. Like, you're not the only one that's managed to reverse PCOS. So did I, by the way, or endometriosis or type 2 diabetes or heart disease with clean eating. I'm not keto. I've done it too. So I get that you're like, I did this on keto, and I'm not going to take that. That's your accomplishment. And if you chose keto to do it, fantastic. But you don't have to be on keto to get those results. You don't. And for as many claims as the keto community makes, so do the vegans. I mean, really, the China study, like forks over knives, like you can hear the exact same claims from two completely diametrically opposed diets for the most part. And I mean, so what is our takeaway here? And my thing with keto And contrary to popular belief, I have looked into it quite a bit. I mean, it's been around since I was like, it's called Atkins. It's been around since I was like, I don't know, five. And my mom would do it. And I, you know, I tried it as a kid as well. But my issue with it is I personally don't find it sustainable. It makes me unhappy because I miss carbs. Right. So I couldn't do it. I couldn't stick with it. Additionally, I do think over time, and it's not a thought, it's a fact that it's hard on the kidney and the liver over time.
Yeah.
So personally, I also think it's bad for the planet to eat that much meat. So for me, it's not for me. If you choose to be keto, like, you know, that's your choice. God bless. I hope the meat's organic and fantastico. And it's basically getting your carbohydrate intake so low that your body releases ketones to help metabolize fat and fuel your brain and what have you. But I have remained perfectly healthy and I've reversed my own PCOS and I've stabilized my own thyroid without, you know, medication. And I was hypothyroid and I had nodules on my thyroid. I had endometriosis. I was overweight. I fixed all that and I never went keto. And a vegan will make the same claim. So the reality is that, like, I get this works for you, but it's not the only way forward. And it was bizarre, like evangelical.
It was
really like unstable, kind of like, and kind of scary, like totally deranged.
Well, I was shocked at the lack of sense of humor for,
I know.
I was personally attacking, but
point of it is though, I was like, well, we really should address this diet. And I ended up reading a bunch of different studies. This is actually a while ago, but one I read recently I thought was fascinating. And it basically took two different control groups. One, they put on a Pritikin type diet, right? Which is like low fat, you know, high fiber, whole grains. Another one, they put on the keto diet. And it's, you know, good fats, protein, fiber from veggies. Both had a lot of veggies. And guess what? Both groups lost 13 pounds as their average over the course of a year. So what does that tell us? Like, what really matters? And it goes back to what I always say, the amount of food you're taking in and the quality of the food you're taking in, not the macronutrients. So yes, diets that slam the crap out of your body with insulin, like high glycemic foods that are heavily processed, that's bad. Absolutely. White breads and buns and sugars and sodas and all that crap, that's bad no matter what. Do I think you need to give up whole grains? No. Do I think you need to give up fruit? No. Myself, and I'm living proof of that. And then there was also like a couple of things. You're like, oh, well, I've kept this weight off and the Biggest Loser contestants gained it all back. Well, the Biggest Loser contestants are dealing with emotional issues. That's why they put the weight on in the first place. And that's why they're putting it back on. If you don't know that, it's not your job to know that. But when people gain and lose weight, like, yes, sometimes they engage in fad diets that aren't sustainable and they go back to living the way they used to be living. But the Biggest Loser contestants also are dealing with serious emotional issues that cause them to get up to 300, 400, 500 plus pounds. It's a completely different beast than I lost 50 pounds and reversed my PCOS. We're not talking about the same thing at all. So, you know, that's something very significant. And I promise you, Bob had plenty of those contestants doing the keto diet. And all his contestants, that's not fair. Many of his contestants, just like everyone else on the show, gain their weight back too. So, hi, Jeremy. I'm just walking in the middle of my segment. Oh, thanks for not. I don't see you brought me one.
Oh,
he did bring me a Lucky Jack. Put it in the fridge. I'm good.
Lucky
Thank you so
Jack.
Much. He actually did bring me one little shit. He's been right twice today.
He's on it.
He's been right twice
this
and I've been
man
wrong.
He's on top
Damn
of
it.
Everything.
What else did I miss? Blah, 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 and blah. Food. They were like, I know why she's attacking the keto diet, for money. How do I make money?
What? I didn't say
that. I don't understand. How do I make money? They're like, because of her own diet. I don't have a diet. There is no Jillian Michaels diet. There's don't overeat and eat quality food. There is no Jillian Michaels diet. There's Jillian Michaels products like DVDs and, you know, a book. You know, I've got coffee and water and those things go to any diet. I mean, you know, alkaline water and organic cold brew. Like, you could be keto and drink that. You could be, you know, I'm an investor in Thrive Market. Like, you could get all kinds of products on there. So I just think, look, to each his own, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when you start making claims associated with a diet, fair enough, and I'm not going to negate your response, but also acknowledge that plenty of other people have had incredible results reversing health conditions on omnivore diet or the vegan diet or, and the key is don't overeat, move your body, don't eat chemicals. It will always, always, always come back to that. Don't eat crap food, period. It just does. And I'm not making money off that. That's free advice. Ta-da.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners,
10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews. I love them because they're crazy cozy and they don't cost a fortune. You got to try these sheets. They're awesome. And most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. Yeah, but Brooklinen bedding is actually underpriced. And there are all kinds of colors and patterns for you to choose from. I've been getting the most bomb night's sleep on my Brooklinen sheets. And now Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. So check it out. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. And they're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So the only way to get this $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Jillian. Brooklinen.com, that's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Jillian.
Okay. We are back, and we've got Dr. Josh Axe with us. And Dr. Axe, do we have you?
Oh, I'm here.
Ah, there he is. Thank God. I got a little nervous. All right, I was like, uh-oh. Oh, God. I hear quiet. And so you guys sent in a couple questions. There were a lot of questions, actually, and I'm sorry, guys, we couldn't get to all of them. So in all truthfulness, Cindy just picked the ones at the top because there were so many. Dr. Axe, we've got some listener questions for you, and Cindy's just going to fire away if you're ready.
I think he's ready.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh. Let's shoot.
All right, Sin, go for it.
That was his ready silence. Okay, so this one comes from Dawn, and she says, I'm 46 years old and have been active athletic my whole life. She works out 6 days a week. She works out hard, kickboxing, running, yoga. 5'4", struggled to get below 145. 138 is her ideal weight. She started working with a new trainer. He revamped her diet. She started losing weight, but she was eating a lot of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, lean proteins, and she ended up in the hospital with diverticulitis and tears in her colon. So she's gone through all of her recovery from that. She had her colonoscopy, and now she's back to 8 weeks, and she doesn't have a clue how she should be eating. She's working out, but she's gained some weight, and she's just sort of scared to go back and eat.
Yeah, I mean, is it that you are like, okay, go to an all processed crap diet? But I didn't even know. I wouldn't even know how to address that.
Yeah. So one of the things that surprises some people is, you know, a raw diet isn't good for everybody. I mean, even though people say, hey, there's more vitamins and nutrients, it's not completely true. Sometimes when you cook things, it makes them more bioavailable and it makes them easier to digest. So I have a family member actually who has diverticulitis. So I'm really familiar with this. Oh, and wow. Basically, you know, you can still, you want to do more of a diet of cooked foods, but still very high in vegetables. And so, you know, I would recommend for breakfast, having a smoothie, doing some, you know, collagen and maybe some protein powder from bone broth, you know, coconut milk and some fruit. And then for lunch, like a big soup, like organic meat with lots of cooked vegetables is one of the ideal meals. And then, you know, you can do grains, but don't make them the biggest part of your diet. Like one serving a day of a congee, like making sure your food is well cooked when you have diverticulitis is typically a good idea. So get out pressure cooker or crock pot, throw rice in there or quinoa or oatmeal, whatever it is, and let it cook overnight. But I think that if you can follow more, if you Google online, the diet in Chinese medicine would be called a spleen deficiency diet or a diet for dampness. But I think that would be the ideal diet for this person to follow. But again, it needs to be really high in vegetables, really high in organic meat. And then you got to be really careful with the nuts, the seeds, the corn. And then supplementally, I do think doing a multi-collagen powder or a bone broth powder. And then also what's some things that are good for the gut, I would include certain herbs like licorice root and slippery elm and that type of ginger is another good one.
That's great. Actually, it sounds really delicious.
Yeah, it does.
Great. So the next question's from Megan. She's looking for vitamins, supplements, and foods to help fight anxiety and depression naturally. She's tried, you know, meds, and the side effects are too much, and she'd like to do it naturally.
Interesting. Okay. Is there a way to do that, Dr. Axe? I mean, I've heard like St. John's wort, but I that's a scary topic for me, because it's like if you're there clinically depressed, I feel like she does need to see somebody. But are there natural things she can take to help that'll help?
Yeah, so I do think there are some natural things somebody can do. But again, I always recommend if somebody has really severe depression, you know, connect with somebody, whether it be a psychologist or a counselor on this as well. But I would say this. So if you, I think it's great to go to an acupuncturist or an Oriental medical doctor. Oftentimes they can also sort of dig down to see why is this depression taking place? Oftentimes depression is caused by a sense of loss. Like you feel like maybe you were meant to do something in life and it got away from you and you feel like there's a loss there. And so a lot of people live in that state for a long time. So I think if you somebody can get to the root of in Chinese medicine, it tends to be, again, grief and loss are the biggest cause of depression. I think that's where you want to start. From a dietary standpoint, you want to consume foods that really support the brain and really your gut-brain connection. And so a few of those things would be St. John wort a little bit to a degree, but I don't actually think that's the best supplement for that.
I don't
that.
Even know. I read it in Self Magazine like 10 years ago.
No, it is.
All transparency.
Definitely the most popular out there in Western medicine. But I do think that, some good options are like using an essential oil like ylang ylang. It's very uplifting. So I think that's a good option. I think lion's mane mushroom is one of the best out there for that as well. I think CBD oil can be good. I think it's very calming to that part of your brain. But I think a higher fat diet, that's the big thing I would say, is lessen the carb intake, increase the intake of healthy fats. But when somebody has depression, there's nutritional things you can do. But I do think, again, addressing why are you having depression? And again, just so people know, in Chinese medicine, it's typically because you feel like there's a sense of loss or hopelessness.
Right.
And in trying to address that.
Yeah, right. It's definitely something that needs to be approached on many different levels.
Yeah, it sounds
emotionally, yes, nutritionally. But there's clearly, right, exactly what Dr. Axe is saying. There's clearly something deeper going on that can't be fixed with just healthy food or supplements.
Yeah.
Got another one?
Michelle writes that she listened to the Bone Broth podcast and was confused and wants to know, one, what's the protein that you, Jillian, are taking? Because Dr. Axe said it was the best one.
Collagen?
The bone broth and collagen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that I'm taking is the bone broth collagen. And I just got into this now. I put the dark chocolate protein powder in and the collagen multi in my coffee. It's so good.
Nice.
It makes a mocha. It's like delicious.
It is so good.
So that's what I've been doing.
That's exactly what I personally do. I do a scoop of the multi collagen, a scoop of the bone broth protein, one of each. And that's what I personally do, and that's what I recommend patients do. So that's perfect.
Is this something that you make, Dr. Axe?
Yeah.
So
I love that I'm just answering it for you.
So she can just...
That's correct.
Yeah. Hands up. I know.
Oh, yeah.
So she can just get it on your website, right?
Yeah, you just go to draxe.com, A-X-E, and it's all there. You go into the store and you can find it.
Great.
But you know what, Dr. Axe? Can you answer one thing real quick?
Sure.
Supplements are not created equal. So there's your collagen. There's 100 other collagens on the shelf. How does somebody know? And I know the different types of collagens and you've explained all that, but there's also a difference in the quality of a product. I mean, whether it's a freaking multivitamin or a protein powder or a collagen product or whatever, you could have the exact same product and it can be night or day. You know, some they could have trans fats, colors, fillers, garbage, low quality products. In fact, a lot of times what people say is in the product isn't even in the product. How does somebody know what's good and what isn't?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think the answer is, you know, to a degree you can know somewhat, but it's really hard to know for certain. I think that like personally, when I'm buying supplements, I know to look for certain things. Like I really look for supplements that are more food based, you know? So if there's a multivitamin, I look to see if they're using certain herbs and foods. The other thing is I look to see, has this company explained why they are formulating the way they're formulating or why they create supplements the way they do? Like if you go to certain companies, and I have a lot in my mind right now that you might pick up at certain stores,
right,
they call their vitamins, USP grade vitamins, which they're all synthetic. Like I personally know that versus like the way that we create vitamins is we use fermentation, just like you create cabbage into sauerkraut. We ferment vitamins, make them more absorbable. And we use a lot of food based, supplements that are also food. So for instance, if I want to take vitamin C, I would never just go to the store and buy one of the, a supplement that just says vitamin C on the label. What I would look for is to see, okay, does it have the most foods that are really rich in vitamin C, like camu camu, elderberry, goji, amla berry, acerola cherry. Like when I see those in a supplement, that personally for me makes me feel better about it. No, this is probably better quality because camu camu berry is expensive, but also it's a food form of vitamin C, which your body's going to do better with. So that's what I look for. Similar thing with collagen is, we try and be really transparent and open about where we're getting our products and in terms of the letting people know, what they are. So like our multi-collagen powder, we have, it's a mixture of wild fish collagen with turkey collagen, with chicken, with grass-fed beef collagen, and then also eggshell membrane. And we let people know that on the label. But again, the big thing for me, I think I'm a big fan of whole food based vitamins.
Okay.
So brands, whether it's Ancient Nutrition, Garden of Life is probably in that category too.
Right.
And that's a competitor of mine. But I'm just saying as an example, that's what I look for.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it as always.
Cindy, that was
awesome.
Feel good.
That
was great.
You.
Until the next time.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Axe. You're the best. Oh, wait. Go to draxe.com for all things Dr. Axe.
Yay.